The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, condemns in the strongest terms an attempt of drug smuggling at Voorburg Prison in Portugal, Stellenbosch, on Saturday. Minister Fritz is urgently calling on the Minister of Correctional Services, Ronald Lamola, to identify and implement new technologies to prevent crime within prison walls. It was reported that two suspects cut the electrical wires surrounding Medium B prison at the sports field side of the prison. A warder noticed the suspects attempting to enter the lookout post he was manning. The warder then removed one of the suspects' backpacks, which reportedly had 350 Mandrax tablets, a rope, and a side cutter in it. Minister Fritz said, "Prison should not be synonymous with being crime headquarters. The purpose of prison is both punishment and rehabilitation. It is common cause that prisons are universities of criminality rather than places of rehabilitation. In South Africa, we have a reported recidivism rate of 90%. Saturday's smuggling case clearly shows that our prisons are not rehabilitating criminals from poor behavior, but may in fact be reinforcing and contributing to them committing more serious crimes. I call on the Minister of Correctional Services, Ronald Lamola, to urgently investigate and implement new technologies which can assist in preventing crime taking place within our prison's walls. Solutions to prevent crime in prisons should be focusing on limiting cell phone use, as cell phones significantly contribute towards organized crime taking place within our prisons. Solutions may include signal tracking technology, canine units, or ferromagnetic cell phone detectors." Minister Fritz said, "I call on anyone with any information on Saturday's attempted drug smuggling incident to report such to Crime Stop on 08600 10111 or SMS Crime Line on 32211. Information can be given anonymously. Additionally, the newly launched MySaps app can be used to make such reports." Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety will continue to use every tool at its disposal to safeguard the Western Cape.